USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Gunfire and shelling are reportedly continuing in northeast Syria, one day after Turkey agreed to a temporary halt to its military campaign against Kurdish forces there. Announced by Vice President Mike Pence as a ceasefire after meeting with the Turkish president, Turkish officials refer to it only as a pause in the fighting. It's supposed to give the Kurds, former U.S. allies, 5 days to pull out of the region. Much of the Gulf Coast is under tropical storm warnings again. Here's correspondent John Hunt.
Moving off the eastern coast of Mexico, the low-pressure system was expected to develop into a tropical or subtropical system by the end of the day Friday, according to the National Hurricane Center.
After weeks of denying reports he was going to, Energy Secretary Rick Perry has resigned. And this is USA Radio News.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through October 31st. Come in today and enjoy a credit of up to $1,500 towards your first 2 payments through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on credit towards your first 2 months' payment and certified pre-owned warranties.
President Trump speaking to a friendly crowd in the Lone Star State last night at a campaign rally talking about the Democratic leaders on Capitol Hill, including House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
That crazy Nancy, she is crazy. And Shifty Schiff, how about this guy? How about this guy?
The president referring to his phone call with the Ukrainian president back in July and referencing Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff.
He makes up my conversation, which was perfect. He makes up my conversation.
Powers again being shut off to parts of California, this time Southern California, because of high winds and fire danger. Southern California Edison has killed the power to only a few customers in Kern County for now, but more than 22,000 customers are on the under-consideration list to have their power shut off today. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
The Trump administration will reportedly host next year's G7 meeting at President Trump's Doral Resort in Miami. The acting chief of staff, Mick Mulvaney, saying the resort was chosen during a selection process that narrowed down 12 locations to 4 finalists, and they decided the Trump National Doral Miami is perfect for its needs. He says the president's agreed to host it at cost, so it will be millions of dollars cheaper than any of the other finalists would charge. The meeting of leaders from the 7 largest economies is scheduled for June 10th through the 12th next year. Chicago public classrooms will be empty again today. It's day 2 of a Chicago teachers union strike. 32,000 teachers and aides walking picket lines. The Chicago mayor, Lori Lightfoot, says that it means classes will be canceled until the strike ends, as teachers are striking over pay and benefits, class sizes, teacher prep time. They also want more support staff like nurses, librarians, counselors, and school psychologists. Dennis Rodman's in trouble for slapping someone's face. Reports are the Basketball Hall of Famer was charged with misdemeanor battery for a slapping incident last May at a bar in Delray Beach, Florida. He allegedly slapped another person twice in the face while celebrating his 59th birthday. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.